guess my first question is, watching the episodes back, especially last night's, is it better or worse than you remember? And is there anything that really surprised you while you were watching?
Everything, I was pissed. Like, oh my God, good. I was. Oh no, I'm trying to be positive. Shit. Yeah, like it's been like it did surprise me. Like, of course, I'm like, no, that was not like that. What were these confessionals done later? Like, yeah, I was pissed. I was like, seriously, let's just say it how it is. Like, y'all knew she was a traitor. Like, girl, did I like screw up? I didn't even look at it as me screwing up, but I guess it's how it's perceived. And clearly, me putting myself, I'm thinking like this is like the double obvious here. Ain't nobody gonna think that like someone would put themselves, and so Carolyn's not the traitor. That was my thinking, 100%, 100%, that I say this so much, I say it in the house, Carolyn wouldn't like actually. I didn't do that. And again, if I were like, did I make mistakes in the game? Of 100%, but no, I did not frame my damn self. That's the only thing I need to. Other than that, I made mistakes. I cried too much. It was loud at times. Like, I made mistake, but I did not frame myself. And I shouldn't have answered the question with Tom. That's my other mistake. So other than that, like,
Sorry, I was gonna ask about the chess game because, like, yeah, we're. I guess that was what, at least from the edit, it was like, okay, that was Carolyn's misstep. This is where Dylan started picking up on things. Do you think that's what it was that made him choose you over Danielle, or was there other things going on?
no, I think that he knew that she was a traitor, and I was like, maybe a traitor. You know what I'm saying? So yes, like you can like put it all t cutely together in a little present and serve it up, like woo. But like, how much other crap did she have versus me? Come on. So again, it's like, but it is what it is. She got me out, but I think mainly because yes, they knew she was a traitor, and by they, I mean like Brittany and Dylan. Like Tom did not know. But what sucks. It's like I really do. I think Tom is a great person. I do. And a lot of people were afraid to even talk to him. They're gonna get canceled and blah blah. I don't give a shit. Cancel me. Because I don't think like anyone deserves to be judged the rest of their life because of their past and their mistakes. But for me, I was laughing watching this back because I stood up and was like, it could be Tom. Why couldn't? And that's where like Carolyn shut up. I shouldn't have been like, well, why not Tom? And then I shouldn't have argued with Dolores like that was suspicious and then denied it. But what's like, this is like where my human moments and my empathy and like just me as a person come out. I did have a soft spot for Tom, and I didn't like it when he got made fun of. And so I just wanted Tom because I saw how people treated him out there, and I saw a lot of myself in Tom. Honestly, if I would have been a faithful, I would have been a Tom. And so when Tom was like, I think I could be the leader or whatever, what was it, the leader or the,
Pack.
I just wanted Tom for one instant, like for one moment, to just feel like somebody else believed in him too, and somebody else took him seriously and saw him as a leader as well. That's all that was. And I got my emote, like truthfully, but I shouldn't have answered the question because then that actually was the question. I fucked up there. But that was truly me just freaking wanting Tom to feel heard and seen.
Yeah, listen, I believe in redemption too. I get what you're saying.
No one cares.
When it comes to Brittany, though, like, at what point do you think she knew Danielle was a traitor?
Girl, I had, and I'm not, again, I truly can't stand people who like watch this shit back and are like, what you didn't see is that I actually knew this. No, girl. I never would have known that Danielle was coming for me unless Dylan told me. I trusted her 100%. With Brittany, here's the deal. Like when Brittany and I, we're both too, like, is Oklahoma's Midwest, right? Yeah. Isn't
Think
it?
so. Eh,
Whatever. It's
South,
like,
Midwest, I don't know.
but
Good
it's,
question.
it's Oklahoma. It's kind of like Minnesota. Like, you know what I'm saying? We don't live in LA or New York or whatever. So we connected on that level because it was like, we're not talking about our weekend getaways to Paris or whatever. We're just regular moms, you know? So I connected with her because a lot of the times we did like feel like just like we didn't fit in. And I mean, I always feel like that. So, like, yes, I really connected with her and I liked her as a person. So when we had that moment where she's like, did you put my name or throw my name out there? And then when she tells her, I'm like, Like, this is crazy. And I knew it was from Danielle. When she didn't come to my side, I can see it again. I can see it both ways. And I can understand that, like, of course, like, she's a faithful and she doesn't want to get murdered. She's worried. She has to kind of like not piss Danielle off and blah, 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 blah. But I'm thinking in my head, like, why didn't you choose my side? Why didn't you come with me? I felt like when she was getting closer to her, despite all these like stuff that I was telling her, I'm like, she knows she's a traitor. And I was, so before I left, even I was like, because it got weird with us after I had said that to her, and then I come at her at the round table and whatever, and she's like, no, I didn't. I'm like, what are you doing, girl? I 100% in my head was like, she knows she's a traitor. And she's like, what did they make a promise that she's gonna bring her into the turret? That's what I thought. And that's all I could think of is she knows and she's getting brought in.
Yeah, do you think there needs to be a rule going forward of like you get something if you get out a trader or some incentive instead of working with them?
Yes, I don't know what. I haven't gotten that
Yeah.
far yet, but like, yes, it's just like, or like, just talk about it. Like that, like the whole Trader Angel strategy is known. There's because I know even,
Sandra.
yes, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
Yeah.
so talk about that. We know like the game, I know it's only season 3 and things change and evolve and whatever, but like, clear how I feel is like Danielle was playing a game with the Faithfuls, truthfully. She was like, I don't think she was not trying to play. Cause even with Brittany, you bring Brittany and you've been setting Brittany up all game. So I'm thinking she was playing, which she was playing to win, but that's just, it was hard. Again, I don't care if I even like get along with you in the turret. It's like, I'm not gonna throw you under if I don't have to. I'm gonna wait till you, because again, there was always more suspicion on her than me. So, but I'm not going to come for you for no reason. But emotionally, I reacted and did, and now I'm gone.
Yeah, but Carolyn, people, every single person that has left the game said, give Carolyn her Oscar. She deserves to win. Did that
Don't even.
soften the blow a little bit or no?
No, because I'm annoyed and I'm pissed because again, like really, oh, I screwed up the chat. And then a part of me is like, okay, because I know I say in my confessional, like, did she set me up? What I meant by that is like, every single time that I go in the turret, I am always thinking like, do I do the opposite of what she, like my brain was always spinning like that of like, okay, shit, Danielle just agreed with me. So then I should probably do the opposite. Like, truthfully, that's how I felt. But did I willingly put myself there because I thought that it would be like too obvious that I would be that stupid. So these, and that's what I'm thinking is like, these people must think I am truly that stupid. Truly.
No,
I
it's
mean,
a lot to think about, like double bluffs and what do I, yeah, it's a lot.
but come on, like, well, Carolyn always says that she's not listening to you. Yeah, so then I freaking put myself there as like a come on, and I happen to be the traitor. So it's just annoying. It's like people truly do. I don't care. And Dylan even says it, like, and we have like the heart to heart, and he's like, I underestimate, or he's like, and I'm doing the same thing. I'm under like, or I'm not, whatever the hell he
Playing under
said.
the radar, like yeah.
Ooh.
I know we don't have too much time, but I do want to ask because it's been a big topic of exit interviews lately, sort of like the morality of these games, right? And like obviously you come from Survivor versus some of maybe the Bravo people, but regardless, like, is there like a line of morality? I know some people weren't thrilled with Danielle swearing on her kids or her grandkids. Like, is there a line? Is it different per game? What do you think about the whole sort of morality of these games?
I should like, but I'm not gonna like judge anyone's get like, I'll have my like, well, yeah, I guess an opinion is a judgment. I didn't think that that was gonna happen here. Like, I would expect it again. Okay, Big Brother, Survivor, but it's like, read the room, look at who we are playing with. And so I look at it as like something where it's like, these are housewives and people that don't even understand this. They're not ever in a million years going to think that someone is going to do that. And so it's like,
It's
is
more
it,
jarring.
yes, and is it necessary? So, like, for me, I know I don't think it is. Some people don't think there's anything wrong with it. And, like, again, that's fine. Do you? I'm not going to go there. I wouldn't even go there in Survivor, but that's just me. It's like, to me, when we take the human out of these games, because to me, what's always compelling is like the actual, like real relationships, whether it be on Traitors or whether it be on Survivor, and it's like you take that human element out and you just become some like, you'll do anything to win. I don't like watching that. I know that there are some people who do. I don't. No. And so yeah, seeing like Rochelle, and that's what it really hit me when when we did the murder face to face, and she was cry like tears were coming down her eyes, and she looks at her, and I was like, holy shit, because before that, I'm thinking Chriselle's just out there like woo woo woo, and not like I'm not in a judgment type of way, where I just truly thought she wouldn't, she's gonna love this. That's what I thought. She's gonna love this murder. That sounds so bad. She's gonna love being in the coffin. It's so beautiful. She's got her dress. She's not gonna be crying. And when I see her cry, I was like, this is fucked up. That's how I felt. But again, everyone plays different, and I'm not gonna like, I just would, I never expected like save that shit for Big Brother Survivor, like. But you
Okay.
know,
Yeah, no, that's
everyone's
totally
different.
fair. Everyone's different. I know you have to run, Carolyn, but it's been lovely chatting with you. I hope we get to chat again. And honestly, amazing game. You killed it. Even though you went out, you did a great job as a trader.
Thank you.
All
Thank you.
right. Have a good one.